Welcome to the Paleo View. I'm Stacey Toth, best-selling author and co-creator of PaleoParents.com, where we focus on real-life solutions for families seeking health.
I'm Dr. Sarah Ballantyne, New York Times best-selling author and creator of ThePaleoMom.com. I'm passionate about improving scientific literacy around public health topics.
I like hashtags and bone broth.
And I'm just a super nerd.
Sarah, let's show the start. Oh my goodness, I'm not even on book tour or crossing time zones. Let's start the show right and say hello to our listeners.
Hello, listeners. I have met so many of you in the last few days, and it's been really fun.
I'm sorry that I just did that. It took us like multiple takes, and even then I couldn't pull it together, and I have no excuse unlike you.
I am definitely tired. I think it's more the time zone shifts of the trip so far than necessarily just, I mean, it has been like busy days, but I think what I'm feeling right now is just more like straight up jet lag because I started my tour on the West Coast and spent like 5 days on the West Coast and then went straight to the East Coast, and now I'm going to backtrack and go into Central Time for a couple of days and then go back home to Eastern Time Zone. So it wasn't the most logical route for these cities in terms of minimizing jet lag, but it was the reason why my book tour was structured this way is because I actually spoke at a medical conference while I was in Boston, so I had to time the Saturday to be in Boston to be able to speak at the International Lyme and Associated Diseases Symposium, which is pretty cool.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was actually really fun. So it's like conventional and functional and integrative doctors. So it's like all different kinds of health professionals that treat Lyme disease. And the conference is really centered around chronic Lyme disease. But I was invited by Dr. Sanja Schweig, who is based out of California, and who I sort of interestingly had like recommended people to go, like in that area to go see before. Like, you know, he's got a really like solid functional approach to treating Lyme, and he's well known as a Lyme disease expert. And he had recruited me to this conference, but then turns out there was like other people that are sort of tangential to the paleo sphere. Like Dr. Will Cole was there, Dr. Jade Davidson was there. And so I got to talk to a lot of different people. And one of the things that I completely wasn't expecting, so I gave a really technical talk on the autoimmune protocol. So I pulled out all the big words and didn't explain any of them, which was a very different way of talking for me than what I normally do. But it was kind of fun because it was like, oh, it's like flashback to like my olden days of 10 years ago when this was my life. And so it was like a 30-minute talk that was just a like, here's the way that we evaluate the merits of food. So some examples of nutrients that are commonly deficient in a standard American diet, and their sort of like detailed roles in the immune system, along with like fiber, which is also very deficient in the standard American diet, and the implications for the gut microbiome and how that impacts the immune system. And then I went into compounds that can undermine health, and I went through prolamins in detail, and like crazy levels of quite crazy levels of detail, more deep detail than in my books.
If you're saying it's that level of detail.
Yeah, it was fun. I really enjoyed it. And then I sort of summarized like when you take this approach and look at all potentially problematic compounds and all health promoting nutrients, what you end up with is this, and it's the autoimmune protocol. And then I shared the data from this recent clinical trial. It's actually just published this month, I don't know if I've told you this, that they took 15 patients with inflammatory bowel disease and put them on the autoimmune protocol. They put them on Angialt's SAD to AIP and 6 program. And then they had 5 weeks of maintenance on the autoimmune protocol. And they gave the patients the Paleo Approach, my first book, and Angialt, Mickey Trescott's latest book, The Autoimmune Wellness Handbook, as their resources. And so they were following the autoimmune protocol, like as defined in the Paleo Approach. And 13 out of the 15 finished the trial. And so after 6 weeks, 73% of the participants were in full clinical remission, and they maintained what? Remission throughout the 5 week maintenance phase. So, and their various like disease activity scores like improved.
That's crazy.
I know. Isn't that amazing? And what was really neat is like that research has now attracted the attention of other research labs who now want to try this in other autoimmune diseases. So it's a really, really like exciting to just see this like clinical validation of this thing that we all have known for a long time is really amazing. But it's sort of different to pull something together from a ton of bits and pieces that are individually scientifically validated versus take that framework and like put people, you know, through it. And these were all people who had never tried any kind of diet or lifestyle changes. Like the two who dropped out were people who just like, it was too hard and they didn't want to keep doing it. So it was also a really good success rate in terms of like people who stuck with it throughout the clinical trial. So I was able to share like, and end on like, no, we don't have any data in chronic Lyme disease. But that had sort of started with chronic Lyme, like the evidence for chronic Lyme disease being an autoimmune disease. And so I was able to sort of wrap up with like, here's this autoimmune disease, that we have this like really solid clinical evidence for the therapeutic value of the autoimmune protocol. And what I totally wasn't expecting. So there was like question and answers, and there was like, so they had a really neat system that I haven't seen at a medical conference before, where people would write their questions on index cards and then they would get brought up to me. And then I would read through the microphone the question and then answer it, which was a really neat way to make sure everyone got to hear the question. So I had probably like 4 extra index cards that I didn't even get to read of questions. And they were, some of them were like, you know, you mentioned this, you mentioned this gene. It does it have to be homozygous or can it be heterozygous? Like really technical questions like that. But some of them were like, I've been AIP for 2 years and I'm trying to figure out what a good breakfast smoothie protein is. Like questions like we get on the podcast. And then I wasn't expecting it, but I had this like huge group of people that like followed me out of the ballroom at the conference hotel to like ask me more questions afterwards. And I kind of felt like I had expected to go into this medical conference as a like, who's this like schmuck, like paleo blogger talking at our conference. But like it was, I was an expert and I spoke at this conference and it really engaged people. And, it was such a neat feeling for me to be able to, like, it was this like amazing blend of my old life of medical research and speaking at medical conferences and going to workshops and things like that. And then this new life of, writing about research instead of doing it. And, I typically, you know, think of myself as a science translator and, you know, I think of myself as more like an educator, but I got to sort of like merge these two worlds together in this like really neat way. So it was super fun. And then I went straight from the conference to my book signing in Boston. So I've been to 4 cities out of the 7, and by the time this podcast goes live, I'll be done my book tour. But it's been such amazing groups of people. And in every single city, there's been like multiple people who are like, I've listened to all of your podcasts. or I found your podcast 3 months ago and I've binge listened to every single
one. Did you say if Stacey was here, she would tell you, I'm sorry.
I just apologized straight up. I didn't even credit an apology. I'm like, I'm sorry. They're not all good. I really especially apologize for those like 4 in a row that we were both like in really bad places and we were super grumpy. But I think it's been really fun to meet new people, see people in their hometown that I've met before at conferences, which is always really fun because I look at someone and I'm like, oh, we met at blah, 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 blah. And that's always been really like, there was a woman in Boston yesterday who I'd had like a really long, like, conversation with at PaleoFX, and like, we had really connected at PaleoFX. So when I saw her, I was like, oh my gosh, I know you. Like, it was such a neat feeling. And it's, one of those fun things about being a, blogger sort of public figure-y kind of person is, and I know you've experienced this too, is we end up developing relationships with, you know, people who start off as like followers, and they sort of like morph into friends because we end up connecting with them at events, or we end up connecting with them so much online. Like, there's certain people who I've become friends with just because of the amazingness of Instagram. Like, and it's such a neat, it's such a different way to meet people. It's such a neat way to meet people and to meet really compatible, like-minded people. So I'm just like, the social aspect of this tour has been so much fun for me. Like, even just tonight, I just finished an event in Long Island and I got chatting with, you know, it was like the last person in line. And I always, you know, give a special thank you to the last person in line, because I always feel like it takes a special personality to be the last in line and to be the person who's totally patient to wait however long it takes. And we just kept talking and talking and talking. And so we kept talking while I was signing all the copies for the store. And then we kept talking. There was a California Kitchen like just around the corner. So we walked to the California Kitchen and I got myself a meal to go to take back to my hotel room. And then she just offered to drive me home. And I was like, at that point, I was like, yep, I totally feel like I know you. Like, this is great. And like, I literally like found her email in the RSVP list to email her and just say, like, I really enjoyed hanging out with you. Like, it's, to me, this is, it's such like a fun, and I never think about this aspect of a book tour as I'm planning it, like this social aspect. But now that I'm like partway through, I've been really enjoying it. It's just been really fun to meet so many different people and hear their stories, and hear, you know, like hear how my work and the work of other leaders in the Paleo community have changed their lives. And at least 50 people have told me to say hi, and I don't remember all their names. So hi from all of the people who said, say hi to Stacy, and I'm sorry Stacy's not here. Everyone expects us to go on book tour together now all the time.
I think that they think we might be Siamese twins.
I mean, I can think of worse
living
things.
In different states. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, hello, everybody who said hi to me. Sorry, yeah. I couldn't meet you. I love that. You know, I'm not an extrovert, but meeting and connecting with our audience is honestly what keeps us going on this podcast. Like, knowing that the audience is there, and it's what brings us back, because there's plenty of times that we've each been like, you know, like, it's difficult, or I just want a break, or we really don't have time for this.
There's times where life is just crazy town.
Yep. Like, and today for you, like, you literally were like, I have to do this book signing. I don't know when I'll be done. And then I have to get food. And then I have to, you know, get onto the Wi-Fi at the hotel. And it is for you, our listeners, because,
and my food is sitting beside me uneaten so far too. I was like, I know we're just doing a check-in show. I think it'd be better, instead of me like wolfing it down now, for me to eat afterwards. Yes, I mean, you're exactly right. It is that bond with our listeners. And, you know, I feel that bond so much more when I'm actually meeting listeners in person, whether it's at a book signing or at a conference or like bumping into someone at the farmer's market. And it really is like, I've had more than one person say to me, like, I know you so well, I feel like we're best friends. And I can't think of a better compliment, honestly. You know, I kind of have to admit, like, well, I don't actually know you, but I bet you're right that we would be best friends. Let's talk. But like, cause I have a podcast that I listen to where I totally think if I could meet like the host that we would totally be besties. So I totally get it. he would probably think it was like totally weird if I introduced myself to him that way. So I just love that our listeners are comfortable sharing that with us in person in signings. And I love that they feel that way, because I really do. I feel when somebody comes up to me at a signing and says, I listen to all your podcasts, I like instantly feel that bond back. Like it's a, I know you know this much about me because of how much we share on this podcast. And so, and you still like me, therefore you must be a great person. It's kind of an interesting, like, I always love meeting. I mean, I love meeting everybody, but giving everybody hugs. But, oh, there was also multiple people who gave me a hug for you. So
I will have you know that I hugged a longtime follower today, and I offered the hug. I did.
So proud of you.
I know. It's actually like a new member of the Beauty Counter team who happens to be here locally. And so we did an event together, and it was the exact same thing like you described. Like we hung out all day, and that could go terribly awry with a stranger, like sitting side by side talking for 5 or 6 hours.
It was a bit of a gamble.
It is. But yeah. It was exactly, you know, like almost every time I meet someone who has read the blog or listened to the podcast or whatever it is, like, it's just wonderful to connect with them because they know you and they can, connect with you in that way, and then you get to discover them. And anyway, it was wonderful. But the whole point was to say that I had this moment where I was like, I want to hug this person. Like, it's not like, I can do this. It was like I offered the hug. So, for those of you who are listening, who think maybe someday we might be in the same room and you might want to hug, there's hope for you.
There, it could happen.
I feel like such a brat. I totally happily hug people. It's just not my, it's not my comfort zone. Like, it's not my instinct to reach out and do that to someone. But when it, you know, when it matters to somebody else, I'm like, absolutely. Nope. You know, like no problem.
Okay. No, I mean, and this is why I like teasing you about it, because I know that you actually like at events do hug people, and that you're like, you like joke that you're like this like standoffish, like don't touch me person, but you're totally not. You're totally like a warm, huggy like person. But I think what you're trying to say by saying like you're not a hugger is more exactly what you just said, that it's not necessarily your first instinct, but when it's there and someone wants a hug, like there's a, and you're a great hugger. You give really good hugs.
No.
So you do. You totally do.
All right. Well, I know that you have dinner to eat, and I have already given you yet another scientific item to add to your list. So
I'm going to need an itemized list now, because I have lost track of all of the things.
So if you could just hurry up with your book tour so that we can get back to answering all of my questions for the podcast, that'd be great.
Fine. Oh, hey. Because this podcast is going to go live Friday, right? For like Thursday evening, probably for subscribers, and like Friday for everyone else. I just have one more thing to say. It's my birthday.
Woohoo!
It's my birthday.
And you are a lovely 37 this year.
I keep turning 37 every year. Fourth year in a row. It's the best, age. Yeah. I'll be 41 on Friday.
Well, I probably will talk to you, but happy birthday, Sarah.
Thank you. Yeah, I will be exhausted back from book tour, so I'm planning a nap.
What a wonderful gift to give to yourself, that your book launched, people love it, you got to meet your audience. Like, it's such a special time, so enjoy it.
Yeah, I definitely am. And I do want to, for our family, friend, listener people, I don't know what to call them now, because I feel so bonded with everybody. I need like some special adjectives other than just listeners. But I do want to encourage everyone, all of our listeners, if you have bought a copy of Paleo Principles and you are enjoying it, to please take some time to go on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com and write a review. Your reviews help, like, the algorithms on those websites they will show a book that has more reviews, and especially recent reviews, on the you might also like lists and the customer also bought lists. So they'll be featured in various lists. And so that means that your review actually helps the visibility of the book, and it helps people who are sort of perusing, looking for answers, maybe find it and hopefully decide to get it instead of whatever else they were going to get. But, you know, that goes for all of our books. So if you have any of my books, any of Paleo Parents books, and you haven't written a review for any of them yet, like go take a moment and go write a review. It's a tremendous way to help us and support us. And it doesn't, you know, it's just a few minutes. It doesn't have to be a long, you know, essay. It can be a couple of sentences. And it's really super helpful. So I just kind of wanted to make a little reminder. We often talk about rating the podcast, but I kind of wanted to just remind everyone there's this other whole thing that we do, these books that we've written, that could also use a little love. So thanks in advance.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Sarah, for making time. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. We promise that we will have more science for you, and just remind you that Sarah did some pretty hefty science before she got on the road for the book tour. So hopefully have patience with us while she's gone. But we'll be back again next week, and it won't be a check-in, and Sarah will be 37 again, and it'll be great.
Paleo View. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to rate us on iTunes. You can also support us by shopping for our favorite paleo products on the sidebars of our individual websites or by donating through PayPal.
You sound good. Just talk for a second so I can just make sure.
Talk for a second. Do, 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 do. Talking.
Yep,
do, do,
we're good. I got it.
I could have said, like, testing 1, 2, 3.
No.
That's so boring.
No, your little jazzy song is so infinitely better. What time is it for you in your head?
In my head has no freaking clue what time it is. My head is so confused. I think while I was on the West Coast, I adjusted to Hawaii time. So like now that I'm back on the East Coast, I think like maybe my head's in like Germany. I don't know. I just know that I'm tired. And I've been like, by the time I go to bed every night, I'm like, so like, I'm just like passing out, but then it's like so hard to get myself out of bed in the morning. But my days have just been like so busy and like fun filled and packed. And then I had like a couple little work projects that I thought, oh, you know, save this for the trip so I can do them on the airplanes and whatever. And I'm having such a hard time finding the energy to do them. So, you know, it's all good. It's like a normal book tour, you know.
All that. So, yes, I feel like I might have known that feeling before.